location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
The Art of Dreaming. David Nichols was born in Northampton in 1948. He studied art at Northampton School of Art and subsequently at the Ruskin School of Drawing and Fine Art at Oxford University, where he specialised in drawing and painting the human figure. He was employed as a biological illustrator at Oxford University Museum of Natural History for 19 years, and now works as a freelance artist and teacher. Hi, it's Friday, the 30th of May, 2014, and I'm in the lobby of the Jubilee Library, Brighton, where there's been an exhibition on for the last month as part of the Brighton Festival. We're having to compete a little today with a beer promotion going on outside in the paved area, so the music may come in and out, but we'll try and compete with that as best we can when the doors close. So anyway, David's been sitting here minding the exhibition. Hi, David. Nice
to meet you.
So this artwork, I found it very striking when I came in. It's sort of coloured pencil, and they're in quite small frames. You've got about 20 works here.
32, actually.
Okay, and these are, how would you describe them? Would you say these are spiritual paintings? What's the inspiration?
No, the inspiration's a dream journal that I've kept for about 10 years, and when I get an interesting dream or an interesting image, I write it into the journal and often draw a little picture, and so it's built up over 10 years, and I've got quite a few images, so I thought it was worth working them up into final drawings.
So it starts off with a written piece essentially,
yeah.
And you do work the drawings up as you write down your dreams. Did you keep it really as a written journal first?
Yeah, it started off as a written journal, but I often felt I needed to put an image in because I think images conjure the feeling of the dream up better than just reading it. So
yeah. So using a colour pencil, did you find that a good technique for this sort of thing?
I haven't used it a lot before, but I like the softness of the Prismalo watercolour pencils, and I don't know if you saw the film The Snowman or any of Raymond Briggs' stuff. He uses that technique of coloured pencils, which is soft, but you can get quite fine detail with it, so it's quite nice to do that.
So I saw one of your pictures there, you've got, it looks like someone floating upwards and the head is joined to the head on the bed.
Yeah.
So is that something you've experienced, sort of out of body?
Yeah, I mean, I had, I don't know what you know about lucid dreams, but I've had lucid dreams in the past. And the first one I had was in, I think, 1980, when I was 30. And a lucid dream, in case anybody doesn't know, is when you become conscious within the dream that you're dreaming, and you can take over control of the dream, which I did. But I found that after the dream dissolved, I was still in this dual state of consciousness and had quite a profound, powerful out-of-body experience, which started off with energy running up and down my body, which is depicted with the picture over there.
Yeah.
And then I rose out of my body and came back down again easily, but it was quite an unsettling experience for me.
Have you experienced anything like that before in any way, or was that the first time you had experience
that?
That was the
first time, yeah, but and I didn't know much about the subject then, so I read up quite a lot about it, and I tried to develop lucid dreams by various techniques you can practice to produce them, and I've had several out-of-body experiences since then. So the pictures on the left-hand side, there's five of them, are depicting out-of-body experiences.
Yeah. Did it change your view of the world, though? Would you say before that you've been less interested in these subjects? Did it trigger greater experience?
Yeah, it did. It was quite a powerful experience and an influential experience in my life, and for a long time after that, I thought I was quite convinced you can always argue that it was a dream, but I, I was 100% convinced that it was a genuine out-of-body experience, which made me think that if I can exist outside of my body, then there is life after death, etc., etc. So it changed my view from being a complete atheist to being somebody who believed in life after death. Now, I think I still believe in life after death, but I came to the conclusion that if I can exist outside of my body when I'm asleep, that only proves that I can exist out of my body while I'm alive and asleep. It doesn't necessarily prove that I can exist outside my body when I'm dead. However, I think I do believe that I can exist outside of my body when I'm dead.
That's interesting angles. I know, I think I've seen something like this before where there was a silver thread someone's floating over their body and it had to be joined to the body, but well, they couldn't have got back in, and then if they hadn't got back in, we wouldn't know the outcome. That's presumably, right. You know.
I don't think we'll ever know until we actually get there, will we? We get there.
No. So, what the other pictures got along, ranging along? Is that, are they a similar kind of idea going on there?
They're basically images that I've developed from dream images. They're not necessarily profound, but they just struck me as being interesting images. Like, for instance, there's two over in the corner which are starlight shining through tree branches.
That's very striking. That's one I particularly liked,
I did two watercolour versions of that, and then developed that into a couple of oil paintings which are on the other side there. There's one, probably the most bizarre of them all, is a horse taking something out of a person's eye, my eye. I had a dream that there was a horse. I had something in my eye and the horse had got human hands. It was taking the splinter or something out of my eye. So that was quite a powerful dream.
What's the little baby with the open stomach?
Right,
it's a sculpture, small white sculpture.
Yeah, it's a small white sculpture. It's made out of milliput, which is an epoxy modelling compound.
But I made this microphone out of
that. Oh, did you? Right. It's a self-hardening epoxy compound that you can model with, and then it goes hard in about 3 hours and you can carve it. And the little model is a human fetus with another fetus inside it, with another fetus inside that, with another one inside that, ad infinitum, which is something I'm quite interested in, infinite regression and the seed of a human being inside, and the whole of the future of mankind is contained in all of us. That little sculpture took me, I would say, at least 2 months to do, and I captured it on a DVD that I made with a time-lapse camera.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
You've seen that on the monitor there.
It's on. Look at that.
Yeah, in about 10 minutes you'll see that.
Yeah.
So, that's that. And the dream journal is in one of these display cases, which has all the basic information that I used in the exhibition.
So that's your actual book, kind of like a note, your notebook that you start writing things down in?
Yeah, that I started that about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm always amazed. Your dreams, there can be so many non sequiturs and things. It's so hard to think they've got a meaning in them, or is it just surreal a lot of the time? If they're not out of body, do you go like the Freudian ideas?
I think a lot of dreams are simply, the brain reconfiguring itself, like a computer needs to be shut down to get its act together before it wakes up again. Having said that, I think there's a lot more goes on in the brain during dreams, and there's the story of Singer, who invented the Singer sewing machine, who was wrestling with the problem of how to do it, and he dreamt of being chased by a native with a spear, with an eye painted on the point of the spear, and that made him realise that the answer to his problem was to put the point in the point, the hole in the point of the needle, rather than in the end. So, I think dreams can work as problem solvers, and very creatively, too. Song Yesterday by Paul McCartney was apparently a dream inspired. song. So there's a lot of evidence that it can be a very creative tool, which is what I'm trying to do, really.
Mm. Well, sadly, by the time our listeners hear this, the show will have gone from here.
Yeah, I'm taking it down tomorrow, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
it's been
Saturday.
On a month. You should have been here before.
I probably was, but the trouble with the library, you come in for so many reasons and you're aware of things and you kind of go, I must look at that, and you finally decide to. And when I did look closer, they do reward closer inspection because you kind of get drawn in, you know.
Well, if anybody wants to see the images or the videos, they can email me and I'll happily send them. My email address is djnichols, that's N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, at hotmail.com, so I'm quite happy to receive requests for it.
Do you have an actual website so we can put a link on
yeah,
ours?
Yeah, I do, but it hasn't been updated for about 3 years. I've forgotten how to update it. The website is www.davidjnichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, .co.uk.
Okay, and it's all one word, your name in that,
yeah,
in that website
yeah, yeah,
address.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, it's been great to talk to you.
Oh,
and I'll have another look at the pictures, and I hope we'll find a way that our listeners can see them. I'm sure they will at some point. Are you going to be showing them again at any other venues?
Well, not in the near future. It's cost me quite a lot to put this exhibition on, so I think I've got to recover a bit first. But maybe they're available. If anybody has any good venues to exhibit them, I'd be happy to hear from them, as long as it doesn't involve me and money.
We're based in the southeast of England.
Anywhere.
All over the world, we get listeners.
Yeah, anywhere, all over the world. Further away, the better. Really,
it could be expensive.
That's a good point. I'd be very happy to put on an exhibition if somebody's willing to offer me a good venue. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the appeal, and maybe we'll get. Going to take it, well worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, David, thanks.
Okay, thanks very much.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.